Saturday before, and I spent some time in prayer just to for God to kind of just lead the way on what the trip was going to be about. And I felt like the Lord spoke to me that we're going to go and build a house, and we're going to build a house out of wood, nails, and stucco. But that we're, and my dad spoke a few minutes ago, that the church is the people, right? And I felt like God said, I want to build the church, and I want you to do it through words of encouragement, and build this church through words of encouragement. And so when we went, we all had a journal, and God, I asked God for just like a scripture or a word for each member of the team. There was 18 of us. Got through most of us. My sister didn't necessarily get one. Sabrina's going to share in just a minute, but when I was praying for Sabrina, the words that God spoke to me were just how much he loves her. Like, he was like, this is the one I love. Sorry, Shelley. This is the one that he loves. And it was so cool because throughout the trip, she would be like working. I mean, Sabrina's a hard worker, and she would be working, and I would just like look at her and feel like this sense of, oh, I love her. And it wasn't like I love her, but it was like the Lord's love pouring through me, like just the love that he had for her. And so, Sabrina, you want to share?
Well, most of you that know me know that I'm not generally a very emotional person, but I guess I could say for today I am. The one thing that I really felt God press upon my heart during this journey and going on this trip was the amazing sense of community. When we arrived in Rosarito at the Amor camp, you know, there was just a couple other groups there. They were leaving when we got there. The Friday that we were there, our first work day, we were the only team working. So when we were taken out to the job site, you know, it was just us, just our little group. Things were pretty quiet, you know, we were pumped, but everything around us and the people living in the community around us, it was just really quiet. So as the weekend rolled on, several other teams rolled into town, and our camp became this gigantic community of faith-based people there to help build this house. There was a team of Japanese folks from Los Angeles that rolled in, 75 of them. They came in a gigantic tour bus. We joked that it was Amy Grant coming to visit us. But and then there was another really large group from the Alabama, Indiana areas, probably I would say 30 to 40 of them. There was a really large youth group from Riverside, California, which if you're familiar with it, it was a very affluent area. It was a youth group of about 30 kids, I believe, that came. And then, and there was a group from Washington, so we were really pretty much the second smallest group, honestly. So on Monday, our last build day, but for several of them, their first build day, we had this gigantic convoy of vans driving through the streets of Tijuana, which if you've ever been there, you understand how incredibly impactful that was and how challenging. But we arrived up there on this hillside, which you'll see in the pictures, is pretty evident that there's homes built on top of each other, literally. And all of our work sites were on the same street. And I remember just when we pulled into that street, it was such an amazing sense of community that despite all the things going on in our country and going on around us, all the political issues and all the battles and everything and the politics that are happening, it was so amazing to me to see all these walks of life emerge upon this site in this location, and the people around us that lived in that community literally came out of their homes, peeking out their windows, and they were just standing there in awe of this convoy of hundreds of people that have come to build homes for their neighbors. And I was just so overwhelmed by that sense of community, and I really felt like that was the primary focus of our journey that we were about to embark upon, or that we were ending upon, and that they were starting. So that was really how this journey touched me.
Thank you. So we're going to show, oh yeah. We're going to show just a slideshow of our time so you guys can get a picture of what we did.
My privilege and honor to give you these keys as well as all of us. And for a lot of us, it was a challenge just getting here, but God was with us. God called us to do this, and we're so blessed.
Venir tan lejos y ayudar a las personas. Muchas gracias. Very, very much. They said.
Yeah. But you've given us all. Yes. Thank you.
So the family that we built for, now, I don't know if you guys know this, but I have amazing Spanish-speaking skills, which the team knows is so not true. But if I did clarify with another person, the lady, the mother of the home, has 11 children, 11. So, like, just to clarify 11, because I'm like, 11, I thought that was 11, but that, and so I said, uno, dos, tres, all the way up to 11, just to make sure. Brandon, get up here. You're supposed to be up here. We're missing Katie Rose and Lily and Becca, and then Brandon's on his way. Is there anybody else? Any other stragglers from Grace, Mexico? Okay, good. Anyways, they had 11 kids, 8 children living in the home, and before we built this home for them, they had a small room, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not good with size, but maybe the size of, like, the ladies' restroom, where all of them were living. And so this home really just allowed them more space and more room. There was also, I don't know the last count that they had, but there was 1 million dogs. So while we were building the house, there was dogs and the remnants of dogs, if you know what I mean. And there were children, and we'd be measuring something. We'd be like, where'd the measuring? Daniela, Allison, Jennifer, where's the measuring tapes? Because they thought it was really fun to do everything with our tools. So, but it was so cool to be able to have that experience and have the children there. But you could sense, like, just like in that whole community, the poverty. And it's crazy. When I got back, I opened up my YouVersion Bible app, and my devotion had this verse. And I shared it with Lily, and she said, Mom, you need to share that on Sunday. And it's Proverbs 19:17. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. And I don't know if you guys heard when Paul was sharing, because the music kind of cut it off a little bit, but when Paul gave the keys to the family, he said, you know, thank you. He said, you know, this house, it's our pleasure and honor to present you these keys to this house. And then he talked about how it was kind of hard to get there. And then he said, thank you, because we got so much more. And I can't even tell you, like, when I read that verse about when you see the poor and you do something for the poor, the Lord will repay you. Let me tell you, it is not dollar for dollar. His blessings far outweigh what we can give. And so we're going to have a few people just share. Krissa, you're first. Krissa, come here. Krissa is dynamic. She's a senior this year, and I'm so excited to see. This is my second time I got to go to Mexico with her, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about how important this trip was to me, because for me, it was much more than just building a house and leaving. It was more like building connections and just showing love to a beautiful family. And lately, when I've been thinking about the trip, I've been thinking about this one verse. I think it's James 21:17. And it goes, a third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked this question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And then Jesus said, then feed my sheep. And I just think that this really correlates with the trip and what it's all about, which is to give and give rather than consume and take. And I think my favorite part was being able to spend time with the kids there and show them love, even though we didn't understand each other. There was like a, there's just a great connection there, and I just really loved that. And I love to think about the ripple effect that it causes. Amber mentioned this last trip about how after we leave, we can't even begin to imagine all the good things that comes out of this little seed that we plant and all of God's love that comes from it. So that's what I get from this trip.
I have to say, we had a gift on our trip this year, and that was Maria. Maria speaks Spanish, and so she was able to translate. And I got to share one. I wasn't going to share this, but I just have to. So there's this little cute little kid on the trip, and I had this big bag of candy, and so they were always coming and taking me to the van. And so I was like, she keeps on talking to me, And I'm like, "Tú quieres dulce?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, no quieres dulce, or, you know, whatever. I don't, no tienes dulce, or whatever, however you say, I'm not going to give you any more candy. And then I'm like, "Do you want the football?" And she's like, "No." So I'm like, "Maria, what does she want?" And Maria comes over and translates, and she was saying, "Will you be my friend?" I'm like, no. Anyways, Stephen is going to share. This is my second time getting to go with Stephen as well. And, you know, watching Stephen grow up in the church, sometimes we have a tendency to view people like as they were. And I got to tell you, this is a man right here. This is a man of God. And he is, like, God has just given me, I can't even go on and on about how strong he is and how much I can lean on him and just what a presence of leadership that he has.
Bear with me if I screech. My throat's a little swollen. I got that from Cinda. She was sick on the trip. She was our worship leader, and there was multiple times where her voice was like going out, and we were like, "Well, let's pray for you," and we would pray, and then she would lead worship perfectly. So that was awesome, but my voice is a little scratchy. So before I went to Mexico, I went and got my hair cut like the day before I left. And I was just sharing with my barber that I was going to Mexico and kind of like what we were doing. And he's a little worldly, I guess you would say. He has the mouth of a sailor. He said, "What the do you get out of that?" And I kind of laughed, and I didn't have a very good answer. I just said, "Well, I like helping people." And he was like, "Well, I like helping myself." And we just kind of joked around about it. But I didn't have, like, a good answer, and it kind of, like, stuck with me afterwards. I was like, man, I had an opportunity, but I didn't even know what to share with him. So I think it was the second build day we finished, and we got back to camp, and we were doing, like, some devotion time and debriefing. And I was thinking about the day and just how, while we're building, the whole family is just, like, standing in awe and just like has these huge smiles on their face, and they're just like joy that you like can't even explain, and just from watching us work for them. And like in that moment I thought, like, this is what I get out of it. Like, I get to see life come out of people that are in poverty, and I get to see like people experience God's love possibly for the first time ever through physical labor, and like they get to experience the tangible love of God in a way that might not happen if we didn't go and do this. And as I was thinking about this actually this morning, last week I sent Shelley a text from a sermon I was listening to, and it said, I don't remember the exact words, but it said, it was about Jesus giving us living water and the joy that's in us. And it said, if your living water isn't impacting your community or those around you, then it's not really living. So, like, I want to, like, urge us as a church, like, your salvation and that joy in the kingdom in you isn't just for you. It's to be able to go out and bring life to people that need it and bring hope to people that might not have very much hope. Like, we're in a place that is rough, like, poverty, it's dirty, it's rough, and this family is, like, so joyful because of not a very fancy house we built, like a cement wall and floor. And so, like, we got to bring the kingdom to them, and they got to experience that joy. And one last thing. Right before we left, we gave the keys, and Sabrina had, like, got together these two totes, one for the parents, like cleaning supplies and like a broom and all that stuff, and another tote for the kids full of toys. And everyone had kind of left, and it was just me and Maria standing in there, and there's these two little girls, and one of them, they both remind me of my nieces. One of them reminds me of Emily, and she is grabbing the toys and throwing them out, just like tearing through them, like so joyful. And I was like, oh, that like blessed me, right? I was just like, oh, that's so cute. And then the other one, who's a little older, more like Chloe or Natalie, was just staring at the box with just tears going down her face because she was so in awe that she had these possessions and like for the first time had toys. And I don't know, that's just like, that's what I got out of it. Like I go build a house and get that, which is so much more than the money we pay or the work we do. So that's that.
We were so blessed. Let me just clear this up a little bit. Leanne and I, we have the ministry of tears. We have learned. Cinda is going to share. Cinda, my dear friend and worship leader on our trip, did an amazing job.
Hi. So this was my first missions trip ever, and I had huge expectations of what I thought God was going to do and how this was going to be and, you know, what everybody's always said. And I had this incredible piece of just, it's going to go so perfect and smooth and I'm not going to have any issues. And I just wasn't scared at all, which is very weird for me because, you know, I'm a planner thanks to my husband. Everything is just always taken care of for me. I'm a little bit spoiled in that. So I got sick. Like really sick, and when I get sick, I'm flat down sick. But the cool thing is that God was able to give me just enough to completely keep up with the team because I was so scared I was going to let them down and disappoint them. I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm not going to be able to lead worship. I'm not going to just all these things I'm not going to be able to do. And every day I got up and like Carla had medicine for me and Stephen prayed and it was just so cool because it took me out of my own self-pity and being scared of not being a part of the team that it was all God. Like he totally just filled me with so much and it lasted the whole trip. And like, yes, I lost my voice towards the end and no, I couldn't taste that awesome food for like 2 days, which I maybe complained about, especially the Mexican pastries that I bought and wanted to eat so badly and asked everybody how they were. That was good. So this trip for me, this missions trip was like, 30 years ago when I went through boot camp, it's like you're stripped of any identity of yourself and you're like relying on other people and it's hard. And you, when you are finished with it, you know, you're young and you're like, I can do anything. I mean, I still have that in me where I still remember that. And so fast forward to this trip and it felt like boot camp for Jesus. And I'm like, it was not at all what I expected. It stretched me and it stripped me with my identity and it gave me, sorry, I'm the first crier, really? I was really hoping they would all cry too. Anyway, it just stripped me of myself and my selfish ways and how I view things and people and church and it's just all about Jesus and what are we doing to, for his kingdom? And, you know, we look in the mirror and we see what we see and what other people and what this world says that we are. But what we don't see unless we look is what Jesus sees. And I think that when you go on these trips, at least what I've found is that it stripped me of all of what the world was and showed me what you guys all are and what this team is. Because we all have surface relationships. Some of us here, and like I've known them for years, and after those several days with them and working hard and all for the glory of God, the blessing that comes from that is way beyond what I could have ever imagined. So my heart is full, way fuller. And I had a different experience, like the family and all that kind of stuff. I thought that was wonderful. But what it really did in me was just remind me what I have here, what I have around me, and how I take that for granted. The leadership on this team, Amber, she was so great because she allowed all of us to do anything and everything. There were no expectations and stipulations of, you have these gifts, you use that. You have these gifts, you use that. It was, no, you all have gifts, and you might not know it. And again, there, you know, I'm finding out, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I could actually read plans. I'm like, Amber, I'm not reading these plans. I am so not a builder, and that's just not going to happen. Day one, a couple hours into it, I'm like, okay, I got this. I got this. And that was really cool. I'm like, oh, I can do something I didn't know I could do. So thank you for that. That was, I think, that was a blessing for all of us. So in the end, my takeaway was God's plans are bigger than my own, not just on that trip, but for life. What the world says is not what Jesus says. And this morning in prayer, Pastor Dave said, as we were in there, that we're the missionary team. And I've never thought of myself ever being a missionary. Or, you know, they're always somebody else. But yet, all of us, everyone, when we speak of Jesus, when we go out there and we love, we're missionaries for Christ. And that just, that blesses me. And I hope that you can see how much it blessed us. Thank you.
Paul's going to share. when I was praying for each of the team, the word that I got for Paul, and it made me emotional when I shared it with the team and throughout the trip, but just like underestimated in Ephesians 3:20, how God is going to move beyond our expectations and like what we anticipate, God wants to do so much more through. And I got to tell you guys, this is a very humble, gentle leader.
Well, thank you. Oh, this is tough for me because I think I talk more on this trip than I've probably talked in my entire life. So bear with me. My journey really began when I said yes to this trip. And after talking to a few people, especially Brian and Shelley, I felt he's the one that approached me on that. And I said, I'm in, just like that, which is not normally me. I would, you know, if my wife, Leanna, would say, let's go to Texas or whatever, visit my brother, I would go, well, how much is that going to cost? How much time do I have to take off? So for 3 days, I was just on cloud nine to do this missions trip. I had no doubt, no nothing. And then myself creeped in like 3 days later. And I started thinking, which was a bad thing. Well, I got to pay money, lose vacation time, and just time in general to go build a house for somebody. That's just, at that moment, it didn't make sense. I was fighting with myself. And that happened throughout most of the time before we left. And I kept praying, and both my wife and I were praying because we didn't recognize it at first. I thought it was just me, but there is an enemy. And I don't want to give him too much credit, but he was really stringing that harp on me, that cord. He knew my selfishness. So now we're off to the missions trip, and I'm feeling pretty good. But the moment that hit me the most, I loved the building. I loved working with this whole group right here. I thought we did an outstanding job. But the thing that hit me the most, and it just kind of hit me out of nowhere, I'm on the bus. It's the second day. And Stephen prayed for the group. And after that, we usually have a few songs. And I think it was East to West. East to West came on. I never heard of them. And I'm just sitting here, and I think everybody else is just kind of zoning out because we're on the way to the job site. You know, it takes a little while. And I have all these tears. I'm crying. And I'm like, wow, what's going on here? And then I kind of look around, I don't want to see, a grown man cry. I don't want them to see me cry. So I was wiping my eyes, and I felt, it's hard for me to describe. This other song came on, and it poured on even more. My heart felt lifted. It wasn't like a cry, a sobbing cry because I felt in pain or anything, but it was like a joyful cry. That's the only way I can express it, because after that fact, I felt a burden lifted, but I was also kind of smiling during this whole process. And that's what I took most out of this. Thank you.
God is so good, amen. When we met this morning, and I asked people, I had asked it, I think, the last day for volunteers, and the volunteers, well, one person I reached out to, but the volunteers volunteered to speak. And then today I said, you know, like, what did you guys get out of this? And Brandon shared that just about how God makes a way. And it was so, so true, because from the time that we, well, if you go, like, if you know, I'm in school. My parents and I just sold our houses and moved in like 2 weeks before we went on this trip, or 3 weeks before we went on this trip. And I kept on telling my sister, like, I feel like I've made a mistake. I just feel like there's a mistake. Would you go over the paperwork? And like the night before, we drove all night, five of us, Lindsay, Sabrina, Brandon, Lily, and I, and we, like, I was exhausted, but I'm like, I feel like I made a mistake. So I was going through all the emails, hoping that we were there the right day. I'm like, what kind of mistake did I make? And anyways, we get there, and so, like Brandon said, like, God makes a way. And the thing is, like, even when we make mistakes, God makes a way. Even when we, even when things don't go as planned, God shows up and makes a way. And so we get there, and Joe, who is amazing and I hope works with Amore forever, because he has, his testimony has just really ministered to me. He was our Amore leader, and he, and I'm like, hey, and he's like, okay, so the slab's down. And I'm like, anybody who's gone to Mexico before, you remember the slab, right? You, like, the first day is hell building this. It's like God wants you to really repent so that you know you're going to heaven, so you're not building slabs the rest of your life and for eternity, because that would be hell. So I had said, okay, we're going to have a pre-slab. And then I talked to the more person. They're like, well, that's $900. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know it was that much. Okay, well, we'll do the slab. Like, we will do the slab, and we'll save $900. So Joe gets there, and I'm like, he says, the slab's down, we're ready to roll. And I'm like, no, we don't have a slab. We're doing the slab. We're ready to do the slab. And he's like, no, the paperwork was sent to you. I made a mistake. I made a $900 mistake. So I had to confess to the team, like, hey, guys, we have a slab already. But it was so cool, because, like, when I was talking to Joe about this mistake that I made, he said, you know, Amber, when you guys have the slab pre-poured for you, it creates jobs for the people. So the they have people who come and they do all the work, and they get the money, like, they get the job. And so that's why it's $900. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. I hope our church sees how cool that is. anyways, and then as we were going, like, there's a lot of little things that I could share with you, but so when we were preparing for the trip, we had another van that was going to drive, and then that person couldn't go. So I had to come up with a second van, because we had 18 people. And so I called my friend Kylie, and she's like, oh, yeah, our church will rent a van. I'm like, woohoo. And we checked into, like, renting it through a rental company. It was going to save us $800. And I was like, yeah, we'll rent your van. So we rent the van, and we go and we get gas. It's our last night. We get gas. We're going to go over the border the next day. And we're in Chevron in Tijuana, or Rosarito. And Carrie goes, hey, we have an issue. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, there's something wrong with the van. And so we got the van back to Amore to never be ran in Mexico again. The van just went kaput. So the van, we did get the van. We prayed a lot, made a lot of phone calls, and we did get the van over the border via a tow truck. So I'm like, geez, like, come on, God, like, what is going on? Like, this is, like, we had a great trip, and why do we have to have all this stress right at the end? Stephen shared this morning that the tow truck drivers, whose name is Manuel, that him and Maria had an opportunity to, like, share the Lord with him and lay hands and pray for him. And you know that song that was in that slideshow, Reckless Love? Like, he would climb any mountain. He would, I can't remember the words, but, like, he would go through any barrier to show you his love, to show, and I'm like, man, perhaps God loved Manuel that much that he allowed his beloved children to not know what they were going to do so that Manuel could have hands laid on him and prayed for him and hear the gospel. Amen. Like, that is what it is all about. And so we can plan and we can try to be organized, I really tried to make sure everything would be, like, I had Starbucks coffee in the morning with half and half for the team because I wanted it to go smoothly. I wanted everything to be nice. And in the end, you know, the van breaks down. There is a, well, the slab there, you guys like that the slab was there? Anyways, I love that. I love that that was kind of how Brandon summed it up, that God makes a way, and his way is so much better than our way. And by the way, if you feel led, our church does have a $900 debt to pay, as well as a towing fee to pay. So, you know, Mike at the beginning mentioned the joy box in the back, and we would love for if people would kind of pitch in and feel led from the Lord to help contribute towards that slab and those lives that have been changed in Mexico. But anyways, God makes a way, and we had just a fabulous trip. And I want to thank you. In the video, it said, grace builds. This wasn't us. This was us. This was all of us who went to Mexico. This wasn't just 18 people. It was the body of Christ. And I want to thank you for all your support and for helping us. Are you closing with a song? Amen. You're dismissed.